Exchanges. The Goldman Sachs podcast featuring exchanges on the forces driving the markets and the economy. Exchanges between the leading minds at Goldman Sachs. New episodes every week. Listen now.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, October 1st. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Social media company Snap grappled internally with how to warn users about the risks of sextortion on its app without striking fear in young users and their parents. That's according to an unredacted version of a lawsuit filed by New Mexico against Snap last month. New Mexico accused Snap of prioritizing growth over safety and failing to effectively address or disclose features of Snap's product that allow for abuse and blackmail. A rough internal analysis by Snap in November 2022 found the company was receiving 10,000 reports of sextortion each month, and that those reports likely represent a small fraction of abuse, according to internal documents cited by the state. In response to the suit, a spokeswoman for Snap said the company made deliberate design choices to make it difficult for strangers to discover minors, and that Snap continues to work on additional safety measures. Apple's shares slipped nearly 3% after an analyst from Barclays reported indications that the company may have cut production orders of its latest iPhone 16 family. It's the latest indication of weaker demand for the new smartphones. The note indicated a reduction of about 3 million units for a, quote, key semiconductor component used in iPhones. Apple hasn't said anything publicly about its build plans and is unlikely to comment on new iPhone sales until it reports fourth quarter earnings in about a month. And Sonos today unveiled a plan to win back customer trust following an internal review of its disastrous app rollout earlier this year, which left many customers unable to use their speakers. The company announced an extended warranty, new testing procedures, and the establishment of a customer advisory board. The troubled app release led Sonos in August to cut the projected revenue range for its fiscal year by about 8%. Today's statement gave no new financial update, but the company said more than 80% of the app's missing features have been fixed, and it expects to have, quote, almost 100% restored in the coming weeks. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Wednesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.